7 other state legislatures walk out. Stay tuned for UnNews. February 2011, Indianapolis, Indiana. Democratic Party legislators here have followed suit with their counterparts in Wisconsin and have fled to Illinois to prevent bills they oppose from coming to a vote. Early indications are that a total of 7 state legislatures, including in Ohio and elsewhere in the Rust Belt, and perhaps southward into the Mildew Belt, may be shut down by the rogue action. The bills in question include so-called right-to-work bills that prohibit union-only workplaces and that stop the state from deducting union dues from paychecks. A typical Democrat legislator has been in his office for decades and has never before faced a situation where a labor-backed bill could go down to defeat. Many legislators are psychologically unprepared for such a shock. It is an outcome no longer even mentioned in the orientation session for new members. The legislators chose Illinois for their sojourn because their party is still in control there, precluding any effort to get them arrested and returned to their respective capitals. Also because Illinois hotels offer premium cable channels such as Starz and Cinemax without an extra nightly charge. In Wisconsin, the legislators' boycott has blocked the quorum of 20 senators required to pass the state budget that included the controversial provisions. This has put Republican Governor Scott Walker in the awkward position of packaging the exact same measures into a bill that is not the budget. Rahm Emanuel, likely to become the next mayor of Chicago, encouraged the recalcitrant legislators all to come to his city. The former Obama chief of staff said, quote, "We never like to let a crisis go to waste. If Chicago had 7 legislatures residing here, I would petition Washington, D.C. for Chicago to enter the Union as 7 states. That would give us 14 U.S. senators." This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.